Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of Steely Dan bringing us back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Wibben is here. W-U-E-B-B-E-N, pronounced Wibben. He's the CEO of Content Launch, the author of Content is Currency. John, tell the audience what you do.
So we produce content for companies. We do website content. We produce blog content, e-books, white papers, case studies, all types of content for companies all over the world. We've been doing it for 9 years, and we love what we do.
All right, and do you also do any search engine work, help folks with search engine optimization, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we do, and for all the content we develop, we obviously follow the best practices of SEO.
Right.
And so we're doing that keyword research for companies, we're optimizing the content for them, and that's what we're talking about today.
All right, so check that out, folks. John, we've been talking about search. We've been talking about search engine optimization. We've talked about content. But as I said in the end of the last segment, most small business owners, most small businesses are local businesses. The vast majority are Main Street small businesses. Their world is their local market. And they don't need to conquer the world on Google and be on the first page for tires, or the first page for roses, or for the first page for dry cleaning. But if you're looking for a dry cleaner in Peoria, Illinois, or Abilene, Kansas, or somewhere like that, and you say dry cleaners Abilene, then you need to be on that first page, don't you?
You do. So this is what's really important for any local businesses. You have to optimize your site in a certain way. You got to use those city names in those key places on your site, because that's what people are searching for.
Right.
They're searching with the city name. They're searching for your service plus your city name. So it's really important that you optimize your site for in that way. So
maybe, what about neighborhood? They might even be putting the neighborhood in there.
That's right. In New York City, for example, they're using the neighborhoods. In other
St. Louis has got a place called Italian Hill. I mean, it's
right.
You know, you might put that in there. You know, it's
right, right. Yeah, absolutely. Because if in a large city, clearly you usually shop in your local area. You don't go across town typically.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's important. It's a key distinction. And there's a lot of things that companies need to do. If you're a local company, number one, you got to claim your profile in Google Places and Bing
right.
Local and Yahoo Local. All the search engines have local services that you need to actually claim your profile and make sure you're listed there. That's first and foremost, and that's free, and it's easy to do.
There's another one that you need to claim, and that's Manta.com. They're good friends of ours. Claim
yep.
your site on Manta.com. They're emerging and becoming a big player.
Correct. You're right. Yeah.
So what else? What else we need to do to get local?
Well, you need to ask for reviews from your customers. You need to make sure that your customers are reviewing you on Yelp and other places, and that your those reviews are positive. And then once you get those reviews, start promoting that. And you know what? Bad reviews aren't always a bad thing. I mean, you can't please everybody. And the fact that you let some of those bad reviews show up is actually, you know, makes you human.
Absolutely.
So wouldn't be too afraid of that. You know?
You want the ratio to be right, though. You want it, like, to be 1 to 10, right?
Yeah. Hopefully
but how about this? 20. How about a bad review because something did happen wrong? You fixed it, and the customer comes back and says, yeah, I wrote that, but now I like these folks because they responded to my concern, and these are good people.
Absolutely. That's the key
there. That's more powerful than a positive one, isn't it?
That could be. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and other things they need to do, they need to add their local phone number on their website.
Oh, yeah.
They upload pictures because...
Can we come back to the phone? I mean, hold on the phone number. Folks, make sure that when your website comes up in a mobile device, that your phone number is hot. Make sure all they got to do is touch it. You got to do that. That's a huge part of relevance, isn't it, John?
It is, and it's something that a lot of companies miss.
Right. Yeah. And speaking of that, we talked about mobile last time. A big part of this, folks, if you're going to do this, you've got to have a mobile site. You don't necessarily need a mobile app, but you got to have a mobile site, don't you?
You do, because that's how people are trying to find you. And by next year, more people will be accessing the web via their mobile devices than their PCs.
Right.
So what does that tell you? That tells you that you got to have a mobile website today, not 6 months from now.
Right.
You got to get that done today.
And
right?
It's not that hard, is it? I mean, it's not that hard. It's not that expensive.
It really isn't. I mean, it's nominal fee, and there's a lot of services out there that will help you for you.
Do you have a mobile? You have a mobile site?
Yeah, we're working on that as we speak.
I have one, John. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, folks. Go to it in your smartphone, and you'll see how one of those looks. Hey, John, give us your website again, please.
So it's contentlaunch.com. Like you're launching a rocket, contentlaunch.com. And then for the book, it's contentiscurrency.com.
And that's the book. You're going to want that, folks. I'd encourage you to buy that book. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Come back again real soon.
I appreciate it, Jim.
We'll see you next time. John Wibben. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.